Some time later, Jesus left Galilee and went to Jerusalem for one of the annual Jewish festivals. There was in the city, near the Sheep's Gate, not far from the temple, a pool called Bethesda, a name meaning the House of Grace. It was a rectangular reservoir with five porticos where a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, and the paralyzed. The pool was fed by a spring. When the spring gushed up, stirring the water, the sick would throw themselves in, hoping to be healed. It was said that an angel came down from time to time to stir up the water, and that the first person to plunge into it after that was sure to be healed. There was a man lying there who had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying on his mat, knowing that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the cripple replied, "I have no one to help me into the water when it is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Rise, pick up your mat, and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. Now the day on which this took place was a Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man, "It is the Sabbath. The law forbids you to carry your mat." The man replied, "The person who made me well said to me, 'Pick up your mat and walk.'" The Jews said to him, "Who was it who told you to carry your mat?" The man who had been healed had no idea who it was, for Jesus had slipped away into the crowd. Later Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, "See now, you are well again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you." Thereupon the man went off and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had healed him. Because Jesus was healing on the Sabbath, the Jewish authorities persecuted him. Jesus said to them, "My Father is always at work to this very day, and I too am working." This remark infuriated the Jews, and they tried all the harder to find a way to kill him. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. "I tell you the truth," Jesus continued, "the Son can do nothing by himself. He does what he sees his Father doing." Jesus spoke openly about who he was and what he was doing. He spoke about his relationship to God, the love of the Father for his Son, and the power he had to give life. "Just as the Father raises the dead and gives life," he said, "even so the Son gives life to whom he pleases. A time is coming, and has now come, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who have done good will rise to live, and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned." Jesus announced to the Jews that God had entrusted all judgment to the Son, that everyone might honor the Son just as they honor the Father. "He who does not honor the Son," he said, "does not honor the Father who sent him." "I tell you the truth," he continued, "whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has passed from death to life." In closing, Jesus spoke about those who testified in his favor. John the Baptist had spoken about him, but there were other testimonies weightier than that of John. The very work he was doing, the miracles which were signs of his power, and God the Father himself, and the Scriptures, all testified about Jesus. "If you believe Moses," he said, "you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But since you do not believe what he wrote, how are you going to believe what I say?" For the Jewish religious authorities, such remarks were the worst form of blasphemy and should be punished with death. Their hatred for Jesus increased, and they tried all the more to find a way of destroying him. But Jesus did not stay in Jerusalem. He and his disciples returned to Galilee. Next episode, Jesus, Lord of the Sabbath.